Then finally, looking out west, the upland crop is 1.2 million bales in the west, and that comes off of 386,000 acres harvested and a yield of a little over 1,500 pounds. Finally, the ELS crop, which is grown in the western states, with California being the largest share of the acreage for U.S. ELS. As I mentioned earlier, that's 657,000 bales being produced, and roughly 630,000 of that occurs in California.
Today's Cotton Newsline is Five Cuts. All cuts are Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
First, if we look at the U.S. crop that USDA has pegged at 17.26 million bales, we see that they're calling for a breakdown between upland and ELS of 16.6 million bales of upland, and then an ELS crop of 657,000 bales. And that's coming off of a harvested area for the U.S. of about 10.4 million acres and a national average yield of 793 pounds per acre.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
If we go across the Cotton Belt from east to west and look at regional numbers, USDA is putting the southeast crop at 5.5 million bales. That's coming off of harvested area of approximately 2.7 million acres and a yield of 974 pounds per acre, which it should be pointed out, when you look at the southeast region, that yield of 974 is 185 pounds higher than their five-year average. In that region, we're generally seeing some very positive yield results coming out of the 2012 harvest.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
We moved further to the west and we look at the mid-south region of the production belt. The crop there is approximately 4.1 million bales off of slightly less than 2 million acres harvested and an average yield of 913 pounds per acre.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Looking at the southwest region, which is the largest production region, that's primarily Texas, USDA is calling for a crop of 5.7 million bales coming off of 5.1 million acres harvested with a yield of 534 pounds. That is below their five-year average, roughly 168 pounds below the five-year average for that region. And we know that region still suffered effects of the drought through the 2012 production season. And we'll, I think, still yet to see what the final estimate will be for that southwest region, as that crop is still being ginned.
Fifth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.